Right, we are going to now finish the Bir Hagra on these psukim. The yisoid of the Bir Hagra here is to let's give a bit of a hakdama. The Bir Hagra is going to now delineate three aspects of the human relationships. The Goyin doesn't use that phrase here, I believe, but he has three categories: Bein Adam LaMakoyim, Bein Adam LaChaveroi, and Bein Adam LaAtzmoi. Bein Adam LaMakoyim are, of course, the relationships that a person has in terms of his mitzvahs legabe the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bein Adam LaChaveroi is Gemilus Chasodim, and Bein Adam LaAtzmoi basically are the midos of a person, a person's essential nature, if you will. Even though they all integrate, mitzvahs and gemilus chasadim are also mitzvahs, so every ben adam l'chaveru is a ben adam l'makom. Midos affect other people. But this is the trilogy that the Rambam, that the Vilna Gaon has. I notice that whenever I make a toast, I always default to the Rambam. It's something that I live and breathe, so that's what happens. But l'maisa, The Goyin here is very kedai to learn carefully. But before we go into what we are going to do today, I just wanted to be a meisif a ha'ara about what we said last time in the Gra. You know, the site of the Gra that we were speaking about, the Gra is mechalik between limud ha'Torah and asiyas ha'mitzvahs very, very often. In the psukim here, where the Goyin speaks about al titen sheinu le'inechos numalaf hapecha, so the Goyin speaks about this idea that you're an orev in the hands of the malve, and he differentiates between the two kinds of achrayis and Torah, the Torah in the abstract, and the Torah as it is lemaisa. And in the end, the Goyin says that that is the pshat of don din emes la'amita, where we ask the question. It seems to be a redundancy, because if it's a din emes, it has to be la'amita. So the Goyin says a mayridika yisoid, which I wanted to just emphasize a little bit more than we did last time. A Torah in the abstract is half a Torah, and it can remain in the abstract as long as you're connected to the abstract. But the minute that the Torah hits the fan of life, as I said, the minute the Torah becomes a reflection and a connection to Olam Hazeh in the functioning of the world, then the Torah is mislabish in a different surah entirely. And that's the la'amita of din emes. Because you can follow all the prescriptions of the Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat and they'll still come out with the wrong psak, because you haven't evaluated the circumstances, you haven't evaluated the intentions and the criminal mind, perhaps, of some of the Bali Dvarim, and you haven't had the savvy to be able to read between the lines. Now, it's very interesting. What's the ultimate madrega of this? The Mashiach is supposed to be Meirich V'Doyin. He's supposed to have that insight that's immediately able to grasp the emes and the sheker of something. And sometimes you do that by instinct. A very remarkable combination of knowing the Torah and applying it to real life is the very famous story about the Vilna Gaon himself. It seems that there was testimony against him, and the testimony was mamish watertight. It was perfect, and each one was saying exactly the same thing. And the person that was being testified against was a very honorable person known to the Gra. And he begged the Gra to get involved, because he says it's mamish not shayach to get out of their clutches. They have Edim, and they hired Edim, and they definitely ate a sheker, and he's an honorable person, and all of this is a bilbul, and you have to save me. So the Vilna Gaon called each one in, and Einachanami, everybody said mamish mila b'mila, exactly the same thing. You couldn't catch him on anything. So the Gaon said, they're definitely ate a sheker. And he started screaming at them, and the fear that he put into their hearts, they finally admitted that they were coached and that the whole thing is a bilbul. So someone asked, how did you know? Where did you have that insight? So he says, it wasn't so much an insight, it was my understanding of the Gemara. Why? Because it says in Nimtzu Devreya Mechuvanim, you question the Eidus, and then you discover, you analyze, and you discover that they are saying the same thing. What's the pshat in Nimtzu? If it is discovered, it doesn't have to be discovered. Mila b'mila, they're saying the same thing. The Teretz says, everybody, every Novi is misnabe with his signoin. Every Eid speaks with his own language. They may come to the same conclusions, they may describe the same details, but they're not saying the same words. Because Keshem Shepat Sufeim Kachta Yaseim. If you find that in their words there is a synonymity, you know, there's a common thread that goes through their very different ways of saying things, that comes to the same maskona, if nimtzu divrei mechuvanos, then it's wonderful. Then you know that the Eidus is Eidus Ksheira, Eidus Emes. But here, it wasn't the question of Nimtzu. It was Mila B'Mila. Mila B'Mila has to be Eiske Chazet. And that was his diuk in the Lashon of the Gemara that made him realize that they are false Eidim. But even here, Enoch Hanami, but you have to have some sense of the humanity to be able to accomplish that conclusion. Alachas kama v'kama, when the issue isn't a subtlety of a lashon of Chazal that guides you, but simply life itself that has to guide you. So therefore, din emes la'amita is a very, very high madrega. It requires a dayan who has intuition and instinct. So he's not mayrech v'doyin. He has to follow edim and whatever the edim say. But afal pikein, he is able maybe to catch them better, or he's able to catch the Bali Dvarim. He has an intuition and an insight which allows him to understand the circumstances, which sometimes the change of circumstances makes all the difference in the world. That's why many times a Rav will say, I'm paskening just for you. That doesn't mean that he has some private deal that he's made with whoever was asking him the Shaila, and that he doesn't want him to reveal it to anybody because maybe he's not, you know, paskening correctly. He's paskening very correctly. He's a Pesach. But he's paskening correctly in the circumstances and under the particulars of this person's situation, which cannot necessarily be always spelled out and delineated. And because of that, if there is a person who will hear that psak and his circumstances are different, maybe the psak does not apply to that person. So that's what the Goyen was talking about. So he's differentiating between learning Torah and a Talmud Chochem Stam, which remains in the abstract, and the Arif Kablon equivalent, the Shluv Dutz equivalent of the Dayan who has to relate the Halacha to the world. Okay, let's now continue with the Gra where we left off. So in Pasuk Dalid, Al Titein Sheina Le'enecha. So the Goyin says, Al Titein Sheina Le'enecha, Mishlei Perek Vav Pasuk Dalid in the Bir Hagra. Al Titein Sheina Le'enecha Sheina Hu Histalkus Hamachshavos, V'Hainu Kasher Nishtakeh B'Sheina U'Tnuma Hu Mibachutz. Sheina and Tnuma, as we said last time, are very different because one gives up the Machshava and one does not. And the Goyin will be using this idea later on. That's why I'm repeating this. Tnuma hu mibachutz, kasher hu nim v'loy nim, tir v'loy tir. That's the expression of Chazal when you see somebody is dremeling in Yiddish. Er dremelt. What's the pshat, er dremelt? It means that he is really not so asleep that he doesn't have a consciousness of what's going on. And that's, of course, something very yesodistic. There's a tremendous difference between that kind of sleep and the sleep where you're completely out of the world. So he says, "Haynu she'afapayim segurois, aval ein machshavto ne'edar mimenu." He hasn't lost his capacity to think. The kari leva ani, because if somebody calls him, he'll open up his eyes and respond. V'zo al titen sheinu le'necha b'pnimius she'estalkus ha'machshava utnu malafapecho ha'chitzoni she'afapayim eim segurois. V'haynu, what is the nimshal to this mashal of the two kinds of sleep? Shehalomdim einam tzvichim liyos bikiyim rak bedin toiro shelo yoyre shelo kedin. Aval ein tzorch lo liyos boki bin yoni oylam. V'negdon al titen sheina shehu histalkus hamoichin v'amachshavis shehin apnimius kloima shehi boki bedin toiro. Aval hadayonim tzichim liyason bekiyim gam betivay shel oilam. He says it very explicitly. Dayonim have to know the world. By the way, knowing the world sometimes will require a person to go outside of the mizgeris of Torah and simply think about people and their relationships and have a certain intuitive comprehension. Now, Torah can give you the tools for that comprehension. One is not obligated to go outside of the Torah for those tools. But when Torah gives you the tools, you have to use those tools. In other words, there's a certain process of connecting to the world that's necessary, which is very, very important. So a person who sits in the Beis Medrash all day might be able to connect to the world, but by medvarim amurim, if he's an observer of the world and he has an understanding of the world. But if he's always in the abstract, then that's how it's going to remain. That's exactly what the Goyin is saying. There's no question about it. Srichim liyos bikiyin gam b'tivay shel oylam b'chadei shlo yiyah din merumah. The imlo yiyah baki b'inyonim av shiyah baki b'din taira. In the din that is in the abstract, lo yeitze hadin emes la'amitoi. Kloimar af al pisha yifseik emes lo yiyah la'amitoi ki ev shahu din merumah. Why here a loshon chachomim by shoychad and there by the same shoychad a loshon of pikchim? Because it's relating to these two kinds. Chachom b'inyonei Torah, that's chachomim. Pikchim b'inyonei oilam, and that's the point. He's not telling you should study sociology and psychology and go to school and then v'chulu. And the reason is because that could undermine your Das Torah. Because the instincts that the Torah provides are kalim for understanding the world. It's a very big mistake to think that the Goyin here is underwriting that Torah, it goes only so far. And for other yediyas, you have to have a connection to the world in terms of study and analysis of themes and topics based on other theoreticians who come from different orientations and different backgrounds. That's just going to confound the purity of your Hasagas HaTorah. You know, when a person looks at anything, he comes with biases. Biases are not necessarily bad. They're just specific orientations which allow him to see things in a certain way. So, you know, you can look at, you should forgive me for mentioning this topic, I very rarely speak about current events because most of the time it's counterproductive and undermines the whole purpose of a shiur. But you talk about something like gay marriage and your hands don't start to shake and your whole body doesn't start to quiver, and that's because we are already connected too much to the secular perspective of the world. So knowing the Torah is not going to allow you to say something like that, that phrase, glibly. That's true. But if you go to a social work school to get skills, that phrase is not only a negative that you can live with. It's a positive. You think that that's not going to inspire a person and influence a person almost bal karcho? So, you know, this very interesting thing. In the Pardes expression, it says, Rabbi Akiva, nichnas b'sholem v'yotza b'sholem. So the Bali Musar asked, the problem wasn't in the Knesset, the problem is in the Yetziyah. So it should have said, Rabbi Akiva, yotza b'sholem. This one was nitra fadaita, this one. He was Yotze B'Shalom. What's the point of Nichnas B'Shalom? So the answer that they give is so yesidistic. You can only be Yotze B'Shalom if you're Nichnas B'Shalom. Torah gives you the tools to be Nichnas B'Shalom. When a person is Biti Al Teichi Lilkoit B'Sedei Acher, then there's a sakona oireves, and it takes a tremendous amount of emunah and bitochen and yirah shamayim, kulei hai v'ulai, that you should be nichnas b'sholem. And if you're not nichnas b'sholem, you're definitely not going to be yotze b'sholem. So the Goyin is not chas v'sholem underwriting or subscribing to a mahalach that says Torah isn't good enough. You have to get an education elsewhere. Or Torah is not good enough, but what other people teach you about the world also is essential. He never said such a thing, chas mila haskir, in the words of the Halakha Gra, and it's very important. I'm not playing frumkite on you. It's very, very important to understand this, because otherwise the emes will not be la'amita. What the Gaon is saying simply is that you have to have savvy. You have to have that sense of the fifth Shulchan Aruch, as they say. You have to have insight. You have to have a perception. Now, where is a person going to get that perception from within the Torah itself? I might add the phrase, are you kidding? The Torah is rife with Havana in life. It's just that you have to focus on that. If a person thinks all day long about Tam Ki'ikar, he's not going to be able to do that. And that's why Agadita is critical. And that's why the stories of the Gemara, quotation mark stories, are critical. And it's very important to have the insight. You learn the Marsha and the Chidush HaAgadah, a person comes alive with all kinds of Havanas about life, which the Marsha did not get from studying in a university. So that's what the Gaon means when he says here that there's Shoychad Ya'aveinei Chachamim, and a Shoychad is Ya'aveinei Pikchim. You have to be a pikeach. A pikeach is a person who's meivin dover mitoich dover in life. And you know, there are people who are naturally pikeachim. It's a skill that sometimes you are born with. You know, people have life smarts, you know, street smarts, whatever you call them. These are people that are somehow able to process what's going on around them in a way that accumulates wisdom. And by the way, I just wanted to add one more thing. I always ask the question, it says ben arbaim lebina, and it says ben chamishim la'etza. Now, I always wondered about that. It's a 10-year gap between bina and etza. What is that gap all about? It would seem to me that what you need for etza is bina. Chochma is not enough, but bina. So if you're ben arbaim lebina, you should be able to give an etza right after that. So what are those 10 years? So you see from here, as they say, that Chazal understood that Bina has to percolate inside of a person for 10 years until he can squeeze out his first Eitzah. A lot of people are, you know, full of Eitzahs, and they're full of comprehension in quotation marks. It's not Pashut to know the world, and it's definitely not Pashut to take that savvy and reconnect it to the Yediyah Satara that you have. And that's why the Gedolim who are able to do that are few and far between. But this is the Shoychad that's Ya'aveh Enei Pikchim. The word Pikeach, the Vilna Gaon makes it clear, is not a person who can figure out a Svara in the Gemara. It's a person who can figure out a Svara in life. Pikeach b'inyonei olam b'zeu shomer chazal. And that's, of course, what we said last time at the end, that there's a difference between Baruch Lecha Kaboiker and Baruch Lecha Kachoysai. Choysai shehi asuraloi, as Rashi says. And as he says in the Vilna Gaon's Pirush on Yeshayahu, which I read to you last time, he says all of this very clearly, and that's the difference between Tanuma and Shena. The Tanuma is ba'afapayim, that's binyone oilam, tirashite boki, for us, efsho sheyetze hadin emes la'amita. Now, in the next pasuk hey and pasuk and the next psukim, he continues in this vein. I'm going to start with pasuk vav. Leichel hanemola atzel. So you'll see that in pasuk zayin, he has this beautiful rashi teves idea. It says by Eliezer, Uben Meshek Basi, Mem Shin Kuf. Uben Meshek Basi, Huda Mesek Eliezer. So he says that Meshek in the Remes Sheboy is Rashi Tevis. What are the Rashi Tevis for? So if you look, we'll learn Pasuk Vav in a moment, but if you look at Pasuk Zayin right at the beginning of the Bir Hagra, Kotzin Shoiter Meshel. Meshek stands, the Mem stands for Meishel, the Shin stands for Shoiter, and the Kuf stands for Kotzin. And the Gaon explains what is the difference between these three, which are all forms of authority. But what is the difference between them? So the Gaon says, Kotzin hu bechachma, shaloime Torah barabim, umayre hara b'Yisrael. There's a certain authority about a person who is the master of Torah and is inspiring others by conveying the Torah to them. They are subordinate to him. He is the Rebbe. They are the Talmidim. That is Kotzin. A Kotzin in modern Hebrew, of course, means a captain or some officer, and that's the idea, that he's a balabas over others. The next one, Shoiter. Well, Shoiter in modern Hebrew is, of course, a policeman. Aber Shoiter hu b'maise l'kayim hapsak v'lirdois u'lachriach lasis dober. He is the one who is the arm of the law, the one who gives out the punishments, or the one who puts people into jail or puts people in handcuffs. In other words, he is responsible to force the Torah to happen in life. And what is Moshel? Moshel hu b'midos lashgiach shlo yehei avlo v'gezel v'chomos ba'ir. Now, I think here he's using midos almost as a play on words, because midos also means midos u'mishkolos. You know that there are certain, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, lays it down very clearly, that part of the responsibility of Batei Dinim is that the society should function, and some of that responsibility requires that they should do investigations and make sure that everything is on the up and up. You have similar halachas in Hilchos Geneva and similar halachas in Hilchos Yom Tov. For example, in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Vav, the Rambam says that on Yom Tov, Bezdin made it their business to send emissaries, shaitrim, policemen, to walk around the Ginois u'Pardesim to make sure that there's no, what we call in English, hanky-panky, that there's no taroivis of anoshim v'noshim. And this was a problem that was from time immemorial. And you see how many people talk about tashlich, and that if it's going to lead to a taroivis anoshim v'noshim on Rosh Hashanah, better not to have it altogether, etc. There was always this concern, but the concern is not left to the people to be aware of and to self-police. You have shaitrim that went throughout the parks to guarantee it. And it's interesting, they don't go into the houses to guarantee it. So the Rambam says in that same halacha that the Rav is supposed to speak to the kehila and talk about these inyanim, so that they don't get involved in this kind of drinking and celebrating, which leads to very not good things in the privacy of their homes. But shaitrim don't go into the house. But in the public places, yes, you have shaitrim. And then the Rambam, by Midas and Mishkalos, says that it was the responsibility of Bezdin, and the Bezdin of the town, to send inspectors. That's exactly what they are, inspectors, to check the balances, the weights and the measures, so that they are accurate. So when he uses here the word midos, he means both, it literally and figuratively, that you have to guarantee the integrity, that's the word, the integrity of the people. And Weiss says that from his perspective, integrity is a third aspect. So let's go now back to Vav. Let's go back to Vav. Leichal hanamola, ki adam tzorech ledarkei Hashem gimul dvar. Here we go. There are three things. Now, he doesn't mention here Bein Adam La'amokim, Bein Adam La'chaveiro, Bein Adam La'atzmai, but I think that that's hovering in the background. Bein Adam La'amokim, Bein Adam La'chaveiro, Bein Adam La'atzmai. Eim gimel dvar, chochma, umidois, umasim toivim. V'hanamolo mufla b'maaseha, be'elu ha'gimel. And he has chazals that intimate that the secret of the Namala, the Chochma and the Midos and the Masim Tovim, are all reflected in the Namala's activities, which are actually very, very unusual. So he says, first of all, Leichu l'madmin ha-Namala hazrizu shalah, sha'isefes harbe, afal pi she'eino tzricha elamat. It doesn't require more, and it says, k'mo she'kozu b'medrash, shehi eino, Acheles elachita umachza lishana. How much does it eat already? Umatzu pamachas b'chayre hanamola gimel meyos kur. You know, it's kind of it gathers and gathers and gathers more than it will ever need. There's a certain energy in a charitzus. Now, of course, in Torah, that's not shayach. That's what I always say. The thing that I keep repeating about tuga sheish achar hasimcha. You know, the simcha, and then at the end you realize that there's no chance in all of your life. If you live 100 lifetimes, you'll not encompass the entire Torah. But he's talking not about the results, but about the energy that you have to put into it. Then he says, Re'ei drachel hu b'midos. What's drachel? What's the concept of derech? Derech is integrity. Derech is how you live your life, not specific mitzvah this or specific mitzvah that, but how does it all sum up in the person? That's Yisrael Asher B'cha Espa'ar. That's Kiddush Hashem. So he says, where do you see it in the Namala? So he says, Re'ei drachel hu b'midos she'eina noigas b'ma she'eina shalah. Moshe Amru b'midosa she'pam achas nosha tvua. The tvua kind of like got lost, it fell apart, and each one had to, so they went to find out, is it mine or is it not? So they use their sense of smell, however, whatever koichas they have to identify something, that's what chazal mean. It's not ours, we don't touch it. It has like three levels, and it puts the food in the middle, because on the upper level there's always a fear that the rains will drench into the ground and ruin it, and from the bottom there might also be these moistures. L'chein rei chachmasa, that it puts it only in the middle of a chakam. So Bekitzer, he's saying that the Namala has lessons for both the Talmud Chacham and the Dayan, and for the person who is an Oyved Hashem, for these three categories. The Chachma, which is expressed by its wisdom in understanding where to put the food, in its midas that it doesn't take from anybody else's, and Maisim Toivim, now what is the Maisim Toivim equivalent? So he says here that the Maisim Toivim is that it collects more, even though it only needs a little. Now, it's interesting. What the implication of this is that the Goyen understood that to mean not because of its energy, because if it's lorik, if it's for no purpose, what's the value of so much energy? It's just spinning its wheels, you know. Like we say in Volitzi and Goyen, Man lo niga lorik v'lo neled la v'hola. So the Goyen obviously interpreted that what it saves, it's because it wants to provide for others as well. So that's the Maisim Toivim aspect. Now in Pasuk Zayin, he continues with the same point. Katzin Shoiter Maishal, because if you look at the Pasuk in the Mishle itself, on page 1, so it says here, Leich el hanamola otzel, re'ei drachel vachakom, asher ein lo, it doesn't have neither the Katzin on top of her, nor the Shoter on top of her, nor the Maishal on top of her. So the Goyen wants to understand, what do these three Mishalim represent in real life? What is the Katzin, what is the Shoiter, and what is the Moshel? So the Goyen says as follows. Katzin, Shoiter, Moshel, Katzin hu b'chochma. Katzin is the person who manages your chochma. Shaloi me Torah barabim, umayra harabi Yisrael. Shoiter hu b'maisa, l'kayim hapsak, v'lirdois ulachriach Yisrael las is dova. Look at the way the Goyen looks at these psukim. It's frightening. Avdoi is one word. Zakan Beisai is another word. Moshel b'chol ha'shaloi is a third word. What are these three terms referring to Eliezer? So he says, Avdoi hu shoiter. Zakan Beisai hu kotzin. Moshel kemashmoi, mashgiach. V'zeh sh'amar uven meshek mem shin kuf beisi. Moshel shoiter kotzin. V'amar afal pi she'ein lo mashgichim b'chol ha'gimel hanal, b'chochmo b'midas ha'masim toivim, v'afal b'ken yesh b'chol ha'gimel k'moshek sabnu l'mal. In other words, he's saying that we're way ahead of the game, because we have all these people, l'cha'ayra, that are able to give us the insights into each of these three, like an Eliezer Eved Avraham type that combines all of these milas. The Namola has it instinctively, even though it doesn't have the Rebbe. So of course, that's the way the genes work, the chromosomes work, that the Rebbe is inside the person, and the Rebbe, as it were, inside the Namola, at least. Human beings have a responsibility to figure themselves out, and that's a great deal of what the Torah is for. So in Pasuk Ches, he says, Tochin b'kayitz lachma, ki ha'namola b'esak tzira eino isa klal, rako isefes, at Pesayif. He said that the guy learns here that the Namala in its collection and squirreling away, if you'll pardon the mixed metaphor, the Namala squirrels away food. It doesn't really go from where it finds the food to its final location in its precise place. First it collects the food, and then it puts it very carefully where it belongs. That's the way he describes the Namala. So he says, Kia Namala Beisak Tzira Eina Isa Klal, Rako Yosefis. It just gathers. Rak Besayif, Shuzman, Likzeis Ta'inim, Vunikra Kayitz, Oz Tochin Esmashi Yosefis, She Roy Lumachola, Vizel Lachma, Kloima, She Tochin Oz Sheyehe Lachma, Masha Ogra Bekotze Machola, Vama Lachma Machola, Ki Eina Igeris Vaisefis, Rak Masha Roy Lumachola, Veloy Bishvil Acher Klal. Inyan shetzarcha adam bimei nuurav shuzman akotzer legor v'lesayif haynu lumei toira harbe v'charkach b'kayit shuzayif yomav bimei ziknusay litchayin oysam lohavin kol dover al puriyo v'zehu emein kemach ein toira emein toira ein im lo yiyye biyodoy toira harbe lo yiyye loy mima litchayin v'emein kemach kloymash lo yitchan v'yedaktik heitev ein ha toira. Ain't Tyra, Climber, ain't Beyoda Klum, Avshalom and Harbe. You know, the guy in here is taking the phrases of Pirkei Avos and learning them very differently than what we would call Pashup Shat. Because we learn Kemach as Parnosa. Imein Kemach ain't Tyra, Imein Tyra ain't Kemach. The Chassam Sofer has this beautiful expression that they didn't have Mayim. When they came out of Mitzrayim, Loyolahem Mayim Lishtois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take an eitz and throw it in, and the eitz we know is mar, and the waters were mar, and somehow the mar plus the mar turns out to be sweet waters that you can drink. So he says, the eitz chayim is lamachazikim, but the eitz represents the support of Torah, and sometimes that's very difficult. It's mar. Torah without support is definitely mar. Support without Torah and Torah without support, if you combine the two and you merge them, then you have Masik. Vayireyo Hashem Eitz, Vayashlech El HaMayim, Vayimtiku HaMayim. Sham Sam Leichoyku Mishpat. So the idea of the Gra here is that Kemach does not refer to Parnasa. It's not the support of Torah. It's in Torah itself. There's a concept of Kemach. In Torah itself, there's a concept of Torah. What is Torah and what is Kemach? So he learns that Kemach is when you grind the Torah. It's like Torah is the kernels, and the Kemach is the Torah when it's ground up. What does it mean, Torah that's ground up? It means the deeper Havana of things. So he says, this the way you do it is, and that's why Ben Chamesh L'Mikra, Ben Esser L'Mishnah, Ben Chamesh Esrei L'Gemara. You understand very well that a person, Ben Esser L'Mishnah, is not getting insights because he's not on a level to understand things well enough to have insights. But learn and know the chaymer of Torah, the material itself. Get acquainted with the material, and then later you start to analyze and to think. Everybody explains that Bizman Hazeh, people are impatient enough that they'll never get to that latter stage unless you start the analysis much earlier. And that's the whole discussion about whether we should follow that Seder or not. But the Goyin is speaking about either the abstract, or that's his commitment even Lamaisa, that was his Shita. So if a person learns on the level of Torah without Kemach, and then he learns on the level of Kemach without of Kemach is good, but the problem is that people sometimes stay by Torah and they never grind it. So im ein Kemach ein Torah, because the Torah that they learned without the Havana behind it, it's like an empty shell. On the other hand, you can develop tremendous skills, but if you don't have the material with which to apply the skills to, then it's not worth anything either. So you have to have both. You have to have the knowledge, the yediya satira, and you have to have the svara satira, and the ability to be maven dava mitach dava. So that's what he says. Imein kemach ein tira, imein tira ein kemach, kloima. Im lo yiyah biyodei tira harbe, lo yiyah mimal itchon. You can have wonderful brain and a tremendous capacity for analysis, but you'll never be able to connect things together that you don't know that they exist. V'mein kamach kloimer shlo yitchan v'yidaktik heitev ein tayra kloimer ein biyadik klum. Even though he learned a lot, because it's all empty words. Because what does it really mean? What do we? How do we understand it? V'zeu shom chazal man da omar ha loichosh lekimche. It's very interesting. The Vilna Gaon does this very often. What he does is he takes the expressions of Chazal. He takes their expressions, and he says, "You want to understand that this is not stam an expression. The expression was meant to convey a certain basic understanding that they use the expression specifically for." I'll give you a marshal of what I'm driving at. Let's say somebody said a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. So you know that you're not talking about birds and bushes. You're talking about an idea. But then the question is, so why did you mention birds and bushes? The answer you would say is because that right away conveys the idea best. But the Gaon, if he would have such a phrase, he would say no, because the bird represents something and the bush represents something. You get my meaning? So there's a Gemara, actually, in a number of places, in the Gemara Pesachim, the Gemara in Yevamos, but the Gemara Pesachim, Daf Pei Dalet Omer Aleph, says about a various halacha. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, they were arguing about something, and then that machloika, so that discussion is quoted, and the opinion of Rish Lakish is quoted, and the Bar Plukta says, Amalei, the Rama Locha, whoever asks you this question, Loi Chosh Likimche, he wasn't concerned for his kemach. Hahada be Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan already, and in Gemara Yevamos, you have something similar about Stam Vachakach Machloikas. In any case, Rashi there in Maseches Pesachim says, "What's loy chosh lekimche? Loy chosh lemashehu tochein, shehu tochein." I believe Rashi says, "Hapsoiles im ha'oichel." In other words, you know, when you grind, you want to grind up something, but you want to first get rid of the chaff, because if you grind the chaff together, then by that time you won't be able to separate them. So loy chosh lekimche, he doesn't worry about what kind of kemach will come out. It means he wasn't learning properly because he wasn't medaktik in the points that we're supposed to be making. And so he's not concerned. Does he have chitim? Does he have psoilas? He doesn't care. So that's the expression lechosh lekimche. What is the Vilna Gaon trying to say over here? He's saying that what the Gemara is driving at is that the person is not ma'ayin more carefully, because what is kemach? Kemach is the havana that comes after the yediya satira. Loichosh lekimche means you have a yediya, but you're not really thinking deeply. Now it's interesting because the only thing I wanted to ask is maybe not the right way of putting it, but I had a thought that in that gemara in Psochim, when the gemara says hahada be Rabbi Yochanan, I think that maybe the chesar and dafka is maybe that he didn't remember that yediya. But in any case, that's what the Gaon says. V'chein, mashomru chazal, rabach kotel kana ba'agma. So what's kotel kani ba'agma? Agam is a swamp, a pond, and the konim are the reeds that grow. And kotel means he cuts down the reeds. So what is the expression kotel kani ba'agma trying to suggest? So again, this is a famous expression. You find in a lot of tshuvas that they want to show respect for whatever authority paskin the certain shaila. They say, you know, you think he's a katla kanya ba'agma, you think he's a stama, a small fry, he's a big man, he's a big chacham. So where does that come from? So there are, again, a number of gemaras that have this, but particularly there's a gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Tzadikei. The gemara says, what is this particular activity chaya from in Shabbos? So they started chayle. If a person milks the cow, you know, mishum mai mechayev. So he says mishum chayle, mechabitz mai mechayev. He says mishum mechabitz, megabin mai mechayev. He says mishum megabin. So he says to him, rabach kotel kani ba'agma hava.
And he says, what are you talking about? Those aren't malachas unto themselves. So what kind of Rebbe did you have? You had a Rebbe that's like a shoemaker. So Rashi Taka says that, you know, he's not a Talmud Chacham. He's a person who's basically, near from the way you're talking, Rashi says, he's like Chaytech Kanim and Agam, Lo Yoda, Lefarish HaMishnah. He doesn't know simple pshat. So Kotel Kani Ba'agma, again, is like a very low activity. It's something that's very simple to do, and that the peasants used to do that. So normally, if we look at that Gemara, we say that this is expression of derision, which simply is trying to say that, you know, how could you say this is because of the same thing? Mechabetz Megabin is Mishra Megabin. So the Gemara, in fact, says over there, you know, that you have to understand that it's because of other malachas. So he went to the Beis Medrash, the Gemara says over there, and he asked, what is Chaylev? He says, Chaylev is Mefarik. What is Mechabetz? Boirer. What is Megabin? Boina. You understand? So that's Kotel Kanya Ba'agma. What does the Vilna Gaon say? That there's no such thing as just the phrase Kotel Kanya Ba'agma. Because they didn't say a shoemaker, they said Kotel Kanya Ba'agma. So what does that mean? So he says, Ki Boikea Eitzim Yisachim Bom, Kloima. Ha-boikeya eitz gadol, achar kach yehne mimena, v'yischamim kenegda. Avo mi shaloi boka eitzim toivim b'pnei koichoi, oi minias shar dover. He says, what if a person doesn't have enough strength to cut the right kind of wood to warm him or to cook with, etc.? Because he doesn't have the strength to break those kind of logs, to hew those logs or to chop them up with the axe. Oh, minia shodov or something else, he can't get them or whatever. So what does he do? He goes to the pond and he cuts down these very thin reeds, right? So he says, v'chein b'toira, im loy lo ma'toira harbe, ein loy mimalif koya etzim, v'ein loy dinim rak ma'at ma'at dugma sakonim, v'zehu rabach kotl kani ba'agma. It's amazing that the goyin should spend so much effort to explain an expression in Chazal, but it's exactly as I told you, that he understood, just like in Mishlei, he says every phrase has to have a specific meaning, and everything is very interlocked and interconnected, so too in the Gemara. If the Gemara uses a phrase in a specific way, it's not just a homily, it's not just a figure of speech, a metaphor. There's a specific relationship that the metaphor has to that circumstance. So what is it? If you have big trees to fell and you can chop them up, you have wonderful firewood. And unfortunately, if you don't, then you have to stick to cutting reeds. So he says, your Rebbe didn't have enough of a background to be able to learn that when you taught you the Mishnah, that Megabin is because of Baina. He says, Megabin is Mishu Megabin. So that's what he says. V'zeu rabach kotel kanya ba'atma. V'zeu tochem ba'kayetz lachma. Yeah, besoif yomav shetzarech litchon oisai heitev. Ogra bakotzim acholo hu neged chilas yomav shetzarech lesoif lichnois doira arbe. Again, he's using the marshal of the Namala, but the ikar is libera toira first, knowledge first, understanding later. V'oma lachma umacholo she'eina roe b'shul acherim rak la'atzma. That's why it's with a hey. Lachma macholo. So he says, what does that refer to? He says, that does not mean that you don't care about anybody else. Tyrus, Tyrus Chesed. Lil Marul Alamed. He says that Lachma means I have a focus. He says, you cannot, Li'efshal Lil my Torah, he continues, Im Yielai Daigais Acherim Belibai. Mashamru Chazal, Einatar Miskayemes, Ela Bemisha Mesim Atzmai Achzori, Albnei Beisai Ka'irev. Now, this Chazal has often been misunderstood, but what it basically means is that the immersion in Torah allows a person the privilege, the right, and maybe even the responsibility to Torah, that he divorces himself from the concerns of the world while he is learning. There's a very famous story about the Gra that his son was sick, and that he was so immersed in Torah to involve himself in a difficult shiloh for several days that he completely forgot that the world exists, including that his son wasn't well. Obviously, he was not Bisakona, I have to add, and obviously there were others in the Bnei Bayis that cared, but there's a certain natural instinct of a father to a child, and after he concluded whatever it was that was on his mind that kept him so totally and absolutely preoccupied, he remembered that his son wasn't well, and he went to be Darish Bishlaimai. Now that's an image of an Achzari, but of course he wasn't an Achzari. Hagoyin HaChosid Mivilna. But the pshat is that that's what Torah requires. So, Shchoyres Ka'orev, Eina Torah, Miskayemes, Al-Vimish, Emesim, Atzmai Achzari, Al-Bonov, Ubnei Vesei. You know, there's a lot of that, by the way. There's a tremendous amount of misunderstanding, Bizman Hazeh, because we have this idea that you can have your cake and eat it. That's also an expression. But, you know, Torah is not cake. Torah is lechem. I think that's really the point. You don't have the right to say, I will enjoy the benefits of this world and I will also learn. And in fact, the whole yesod of a Talmud Chacham is that he has to be maskim to pas b'melech toichal as a way of life. And his environment is going to be screaming for lechem. Because no matter what, he can't really provide properly. Now, when I use the word properly, I mean kederech kol ha'aretz, v'asavta d'gonecha, hanig bahem midas derech eretz, as Rabbi Shmuel says in Brachas Daf Lamed Hey. What is minik derech eretz? What is derech eretz? Not derech eretz called malat Torah. Derech, it means the norm. There's a certain basic understanding. You know, there are people who are desperately poor, and there are people who have, and I don't know, there's expression middle class. There's upper middle class, lower middle class. I don't know about middle class, but derech eretz, normal. A Talmud Chacham has to be willing to be mevater on that. And he has to be willing to be mevater on that, even when he hears the cries of people who say, but they have, but we don't have this, we don't have that. It's an unfortunate yesod. Now, can there be a person who has and still be a Talmud Chacham? I think the answer is yes, but providing that he's willing to be mevater on it. But the derech of life and the lifestyle plays a tremendous role also. You can't have everything. You cannot. And it does something to you. It balabatishizes your intensity. You know, people speak, use the word balabas too glibly as a negative term. Balabatim are balabatim, you know. The word bal habayis is not a small thing. But a Talmud Chacham has to be mevater on the quality of bal habayis. Bal habayis is a big thing. But a Talmud Chacham has to say, Einoch Nami, it's a big thing. But Torah is a besser zach in the sense that if I'm meiser nefesh to Torah 1,000%, I will not have those trappings. And if I end up having them, it's because I got it be Arusha or whatever, but I'm not chasing after it. This is not where I'm coming from, and that's not where I'm headed. And that's a very big yesod. Ki ef shalom ay Torah im yieloi dagos acherim beliboi. Dagos acherim doesn't mean other daigas, it's the daigas for others. That's an unbelievable thing. You have a chiyuv to provide. You have a chiyuv to provide. The ksuba, everybody says, doesn't the ksuba say you have to provide? Yeah, the ksuba says you have to provide. And here comes the Vilna Gaon, the Halakha Vilna Gaon, and he says, "Eif shalilmaid im yielay daigas acherim belibay." Now, I think that that's the poshup shot of what Ben Azai said, "Rechayim b'tzavor v'yasek b'tayra." I think what he was saying is, a person who gets married has a rechayim. It's not a negative expression. You know, I have this tremendous yoke, this tremendous burden, so how can I learn? I don't have time to learn. Rechayim is a simon of an eved. Shibudim, you know what shibudim mean? Shibudim are things that I have a legal obligation, a Torah obligation to fulfill. So when I have an achrayis to my wife and my children to provide for them, the zoninu mefanesin nesheyon bekushta you have in the ksuba, so the yes, so I have to fulfill those obligations. So how am I ever going to be able to learn? So the secret is to marry the kind of girl and to have the kind of children that I'm mevater together with you so that you should be able to accomplish that task. So Ben Azai wasn't confident about that, about the mechila of shibudim on the part of the wife and the family. So the Gaon says that part of the ultimate level of Limud HaTorah is not to have daigos acherim, means the worry for others. And this is not a stira to chesed whatsoever. It's a din in limud ha-Torah. It's a very hard thing for many people to digest, and it's something that's not very popular today at all. But there's a chazal, in a Torah miskayemes elo b'mishem meisim atzmai achzori al b'nei beisai ki oirev. And that's it. And oirev, of course, is like that, unfortunately, by instinct. A Talmud Chacham has to break himself, because the Talmud Chacham is sensitive. He's the opposite of that. Aber, medavisen, that is the price that you pay. You know, my Zayde Rav Spiegel, Zechon Levrocha, the Ostev Kalashina Rebbe, my Rebbetzin Zayde, he used to tell over a story from Kotsk. Now Kotsk, Midas HaEmes, they say, he told me two stories that I want to share with you. He told me 100 stories, but two stories that I want to share with you very quickly. He says that the minig of the Kotzke Rebbe was that every day he would go to his ksuba that he gave to his wife, and he would take out the ksuba, and he would read that line, "The zonin u'mefarnesin nesheihon bekushta," in fidelity, in absolute faith, with total truth. And he used to look at that word bekushta, examine himself, and ask, am I accomplishing bekushta? And then he would put the ksuba away to take it out tomorrow. That's what he said. There's another story in Kotsk that there was a certain family. Kotsk was desperately poor. Desperately poor. And the people sat ala Torah, avoida b'hasmada atzuma in the Beis Medrash, didn't know from the world. And they were very, very poor. So there was one family, apparently, where the wife said, I can't take it any longer. Kolu kol hakitzim, as they say. And you have to find an etzah. So he said, what should I do? So she says to him, how should I know? But you have a Rebbe. You go to a Rebbe to ask. So go ask the Kotzke Rebbe. So he listened to his wife and he went to the Kotzke Rebbe. And the Kotzke Rebbe said, she's right. Medaf epes ton. You have to do something. So he heard that medaf epes ton. So going from the base, from where he davened in the Beis Medrash to the place where he learned in the other Beis Medrash, he passed by the house of the Gvir of town. There was one Gvir in town. Knocks on the window, and he keeps going. Inside, the Gvir hears the knocking on the window, and he walks over to the window. Of course, the fellow's not there, so there's nobody in the window. Second day, a third day, the fourth day, the Gvir is getting frustrated, and he sees it's exactly the same time. He runs to the window in anticipation, and he catches him knocking on the window. So he opens up the window, and he says to him, what are you doing? So he tells him the whole story. The wife complained. The Rebbe said, medap efistan. So I'm doing something. So he says, shoita. So why don't you wait till I come to the window and ask me to help you? He says, das darf man eichetan. This I also have to do. Now, was like that then, and you know, it's interesting, the Zayde never explained the stories, which maybe is to his credit, I don't know. He never explained the stories. He left it up to us to comprehend was liegt in them. What kind of a story is that? What do you mean, das darf man echeton? There is that Kotzke sense that everything is run by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides, and the last Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, which I've mentioned many times, that you can totally rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the Rebbe hates that you have to do something, that nevertheless there has to be some hishtadlus, then he did his hishtadlus. The fact that A plus B equals C is not his mathematics. He doesn't have a B. He says A can equal C also. You don't need the B, because it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam anyhow. And this is an amazing thing. The Goyin here is saying that you have to be an achzori al bnei beisai. He doesn't become an achzori. He's meisim atzmai achzori. You are deaf to the cries. And that's an extraordinary thing. And we would assume or suspect, we who are so sophisticated and so educated and so capable in the ways of the world, that the world would say, that's a criminal thing, and he's not fulfilling his responsibilities, and he's not taking care of his shibudim, and maybe it's not the kushta, and what kind of Torah is that that allows you to be an achzori? But the Torah has its way, and the Torah's way is infinitely superior to the ultimate goal of Midas Taivis and of Rachmanis. There's no Rachmanis outside of the Torah. Take a look at the matzav that we're in, and you'll understand v'mahalt in the belt. And that's what he says, you know where that's from. That's a very beautiful and very powerful Gemara, because it deals with King Monobasis, as he's called in English, Munbaz HaMelech. So this is a Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Gemara speaks about tzedakah for a couple of blad in Maseches Baba Basra. And the Gemara tells a story, Tana Rabbanan, Maisa B'munbaz HaMelech, Shebizbeis Otzrosav V'Otzrosav Osav. He squandered, quote-unquote, he spent all of his possessions. He gave away everything to tzedakah. He supported his people, and by that he emptied out the treasury. Bizbeis Otzrosav V'Otzrosav Osav, in the years of famine that hit his land, B'Shnei Batzairis. So he had relatives, and the relatives were very unhappy with him because he's giving away to Yerusha. The chibrol of Echov who base Aviv Amrlo Avosecha Gonzu Vosifu Al Shel Avosim. Your fathers, you have all this money because they had a mahalach. Their mahalach was, we came and inherited a treasury, and we add to the treasury. And you do the exact opposite. You're squandering everything. You're frittering it all away. So he said to them the following. Very classic answer. Emes taka is here on earth, but tzedek is lamala. They gathered money, but it can be stolen, it can be taken away. Imru tzadik ki toiv, ki pri malehem yoichelu. You think it's enough? He says, Avoisai gonzu oitzreis mamoin, vani gonasti oitzreis nefashais. And quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, we'll get to it relatively soon. Pri tzadik eitz chayim, v'loikeach nefashais chacham. And Avoisai Gonzu La'acherim Vani Gonasti Li'atzmi. This is the classic Torah orientation that seems to be a contradiction to what we see with our flesh eyes in this world. You give away all your money to tzedakah, and you're actually acquiring. You acquire all the money and you keep it in your pocket, and you're actually giving it away. This is, of course, very similar to the Maisa with the Chassid and the fellow who was throwing stones from his Rishus into Rishus Arabim that the Gemara mentions in Baba Kama Daf Nun. So, what is the Pasuk? Ulecha tihye tzedakah. The tzedakah ends up is for you. And finally, he says to them, it's very remarkable that he gives them. You know, like normally you say, listen, leave me alone, I'm doing a good thing, and he quotes something in Gemara. But he says, my Ashkafas Olam, let me tell you what my Ashkafas Olam is. It's almost like Munbas seizes the opportunity here in the Gemara Baba Basa, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. He's telling them, listen, folks, you don't know anything about my Torah, and you don't know anything about Yiddishkeit, and you don't understand ki hu zeh about what the world is all about. Let me show you what's real and what's false. Let me show you how we see the world for what it is. And how we connect Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba. And how we understand what it means to keep and to give. It's myridic. So he bombards them with the various angles and facets of this jewel called tzedakah. He's like turning the jewel around, and he gets them to see the reflection of life on every single one of its many facets. says, Avaisai this and Ani, and Avaisai this and Ani. You're comparing me to the Avaisai? Let me compare myself to Avaisai. But let me show you how you're really supposed to see it. So the last thing he says, Avaisai gonzu loylam azeh, va'ani gonasti loylam abah, quotes a posting in Shayahu, v'holach lefonecha tzidkecha, kvod Hashem ya'asvecha. So that's the entire Gemara, which the Vilna Gaon quotes over here. Okamosha Amru Avos Agonzul Acherim Anigonasti La'atzmi. Ve'elu beis dvarim Tochin Agra. Tochin means prepare, Agra means to collect. It's talking about the Namola, it's talking about Torah Shemchsav and Torah Shabalpeh. Kamosha Amru Behilel Kama Torahs Yesh. You know, the Gaon is going on like on a shopping spree, Ki'ilu. You know, he's going into all the different Gemaras that talk about that reflect the points that he's making. So you know the famous Maase in the Gemara in the Masech Shabbos, the famous Gemara with Hillel and Shammai, and the different attitudes to the person that came to them and asked them stupid things, and how Shammai pushed them away and he accepted them. So the specific example, the one case that he's talking about, is the ger that comes and he wants to become a ger, but he believes in Torah Shebichsav. He doesn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. You know, the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and he says to him, doesn't chase him away. He says to him, I accept you. I'm going to be Megayer you. In fact, the Gemara's Loshen, I believe, if I remember correctly, is that he was Megayer him. But that means, so Rashi says, Gayere, on that Gemara, Rashi says, he was Megayer him. Rashi says, Somach al Chochmosai, Shesoifai, Sheyargilenu, Lekabel Olav. So, you know, what bothers all those who learn Hilchas Geiris is that this is a side point. There's nothing to do with the gross specifically, but I just wanted to mention it once I'm discussing this. So what does it mean, Gairei? So it could be that he went into the process of Geirus, not that he actually was Megairim with a Bezdin, with Mila and Tvila, and then he said to him, you know, now let me show you what you ought to believe in, because that's a tremendous risk. And in any case, the Geirus has to be on the smach to be Mekabel Kol HaTorah Kula. And you say to him, you know, certain things and you accept, and he has to say yes. And this person says, I don't accept Torah Shebaal Peh, I don't believe in it. So Rashi says, Samach al Chochmosa Shesoifa Shiargilenu Lekabel Olav, right? So he says, but that's what bothers me. Rashi continues, and I think Rashi was very troubled by the Gairei. So he didn't learn that he's like on the verge of being Megayerim, because the Lashon of Gayere means it's already Lacha Amaisa. So Rashi continues and he says as follows. He says, Deloidamya ha l'chutz midavar echad. Chazal tell us in the Gemara that if he says, make me a ger, but I accept everything but this particular, he's not a ger, and you cannot accept him. He says he wasn't. Rashi has to go into the whole gishkas of the thing and say that this story is not about somebody that does not believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. So what is it? It's a peladika Rashi, because the Rashi is mash. So then he's an apikiris. So if he's starting out his geiris as an apikiris, that is okay. That's not dover chutz midover echad. Vehilol huftach sha'acha shilam denu yismay cholov. So this is a very difficult Rashi. But in any case, what was the Maisa Shehoya? He accepted him. According to Rashi, he was actually Megayer him. According to others, he accepted him to become a Ger, and he starts teaching him, and he starts teaching him that day Aleph Beis. Start teaching him a bunch of the Aleph Beis. The next day he comes, and he starts teaching him Apichlei. He starts teaching the Aleph Beis, but backwards. Tov Shin Reish Kuf. So he says to him, wait a minute, it's backwards. So he says, how do you know it's backwards? Says, because yesterday you told me Aleph Beis. So he says, but I was the one who told it to you. Maybe Tav Shin Reish Kuf is better than Aleph Beis. Maybe the Seder is Tav Shin Reish Kuf, not Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Says, but the Teretz says, you trusted me, right? Rashi says, Elo Shelemad Ticha V'samachto Alai. The Al Peh Nami Smoich Al Vorai. Trust me also that the Torah Shebaal Peh is a chelik of Torah, and that all comes from the Ribbon Shlom at Har Sinai. So it's a very complicated shtickl gemara. What is the going doing with this? So he says ve'lo beis hadvarim tochin an agra. So he says, who Torah shabal peh, the Torah shabachsav, k'moshomu behilel, kama Torahs, gayireini, amalei aleph beis, lamocha apichlei, kloimar, shalimit oisei tashrak, like Rashi says, amalei ha'esma lo amarta liyochi, amalei alei didi samchis, da'al penam ismoich alei, v'haynu. So here is the goyin mamish to a fault. What is the pshat? He said Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, the Seder was this way. And the next day he says Tafrei Shin Kuf that the Seder is the other way. So he got confused. So he asks him, what's going on? So he says, oh, you're trusting me because you assume now that the Seder should be Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Why? Because that's what I told you yesterday. So trust me. If you accept what I say, then trust me on Torah Shebaal Peh. But the Vilna Gaon is not happy with that. It's not enough because it has to be more precise, the analogy. So he says, Shahainu Sha'alav Beis, who negatorish shebichsav, the Tashrak negatorish shebaal peh. Lachain Omar kan tochin, vachakach over ugra, shehu Tashrak, va'alav Beis. She evsha leida hatorish shebichsav, rak al yedei torish shebaal peh. So I think what he's trying to say is that the Torah shebichsav does not have, you can go alav Beis, gimel dalet he, it means the normal Seder. And that's what's in front of your nose. But if you don't know Tashrak, then you won't know Aleph Beis. So that's what the Goyin says, and we'll stop here. I didn't really finish the Goyin, so Bli Neder, I would like to finish it.